The Brady Report.
It is a Tuesday. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Let's start with the Coronation Street star.
Charged with two counts of sexual assault. This is Bruno Langley. He's been in Coronation Street for quite a long time playing the gay character Todd Grimshaw. Now, he's quite well known here. You see his face, you would recognise him straight away as being from Coronation Street. He left the show this week. His contract came to an end. And we now know that he will appear before magistrates at the end of November in Manchester. Two counts of sexual assault, two allegations. A woman has gone to police claiming that in the early hours of October the 1st, she was sexually assaulted in a nightclub in the Northern Quarter in Manchester. So Bruno Langley, who plays Todd Grimshaw in Coronation Street, will appear in court at the end of November.
Tell us about this wild lynx that has escaped.
Over in Wales, this is really interesting. There's never been any recorded lynx attack on humans. The zoo is pointing that out, but it's gone. It's a Eurasian lynx. They have sharp teeth and sharp claws, and the public are being told, if you do see it, get in touch with the police and do not in any way attempt to approach it yourself. Apparently, a lynx can travel 12 miles a day. The zoo in Ceredigion in Wales are saying that they're quite confident that he will be in the nearby vicinity. But I don't know. I think I'd be tiptoeing around the garden tonight, Millsy, if I was living in Ceredigion in Wales, just in case.
I reckon it looks like a little leopard. Is that right?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, a wild cat. But, you know, to see something like that in the English and Welsh countryside would, scare the living daylights.
It would. And briefly, the English or the England under-17 World Cup team have returned home triumphant.
Yes, they have. World champions at under-17 and under-19 as well. It's been a wonderful, wonderful year for underage soccer for England. The challenge now for these boys, and they are just young boys, is to go and make sure that that is not the greatest day of their careers. To push on with their clubs, make it, get into the Premier League, and go on and win it for England at senior level.
Now, that'll be fantastic for them, I'm sure, and hopefully they won't beat us. You have a good day.
Have a great day, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.